something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
You can make your own life beautiful. You can. Suffering and being sad and pained and bitter and angry is all a choice. It doesn't matter the situation into which you were born. You make a choice to remain there or come out of it. It's a choice. It's not the place where you live. It's not even the circumstances in which you find yourself. It's not the bad things that are happening to you. No. When you don't have the knowledge, things will be happening to you. When knowledge comes, you'll be in control. You'll be in control. Instead of having things happening to you, no matter what happens, it is not a to you thing. You'll be in control. Sometimes why are you're in that situation? Someone might look at you like, oh, but I can still see this trouble with you. You say, you're looking at the wrong thing. See, looking at the wrong thing. I told you, one of the things and the major thing that you're going to gain from here is helping you set your eyes, your spiritual eyes, to what you should see. It'll bring you into what God has created for your future. You'll be so focused and you know exactly where you're going and how to get there. Hallelujah. Then life ceases to be a speculation, an effort in the dark. Glory to God. You know, when I was a teenager, I engaged the Spirit of God on several issues. I didn't want to spend my life dabbling into this and that and the other, guessing. I wanted to know exactly where to go, what to do, how to set my sail. I wanted to know the direction of my life. Because I figured he should have known before I happened on the scene, right? God should have known. And if he knew about it, there wasn't anything wrong in my asking him. I wasn't afraid to ask him, how do I go? But you know what? God directed my mind, my spirit, to his word. You see, he said, this is your compass. If you go with this light, you will never lose your way. Then he said, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Set your eyes upon the word, and you will never fail. And I've kept to that. Hallelujah. I've kept to that. It's the right way to go. It's the only thing. God, you know, his word is absolute truth. You can depend on it with your whole life. Don't be afraid to believe God and stay on his word. You can't do that and make a mistake and regret it and say, oh, I wish I never followed the word. What? It'll never happen. Those who regret following God's word never knew it. They weren't following the word. They were following the desires of their own hearts. When you go for the word, you stay focused, no matter what tries to distract you, because many there will be with such efforts to distract you. It's Satan's job. He's got to do his thing. So if he has to do his job of distracting you, you have to do your job of staying focused. You say, I'll never be moved. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you still there?
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Let's take some more. Let's take some more. You know, in the natural world, things are based on several principles, depending on what the matter is, depending on what you are looking at or discussing or what your focus is on. So many laws and principles in the natural world, such that you can actually predict several things and how they're going to work. They follow several patterns. In the kingdom of God, in the realm of the supernatural, you have infinite possibilities. I told you one time I was praying and I was, you know, using that term in speaking to the Lord about aeon, okay? And I define for you what aeon is, simply age, course of life, okay? And I explained that to you in that particular message. If you haven't heard it, get the title. So anyway, in my prayer, the Lord spoke to me. And he said, he used the same terms. He says, I create aeons. Because I was praying with the term, he knew I knew what I was talking about, so he responded in the same way. For example, when Jesus called Saul of Tarsus, he called him Saul, Saul. But later on, when they were calling him Paul, and Jesus appeared to him, he called him Paul. What you call yourself, he'll call you. What terms you use, he would use with you. Glory to God. So he says, I create aeons, which means I form and create destinies. God was saying to me, if I have a man's destiny fixed and I say, this is the destiny of your life, I've planned your life for this and that's it. He said, I am not limited to that destiny, I can create a new one. So in the realm of the supernatural, there are infinite possibilities. The reason is, in the realm of the spirit, there is only one law. There are not many laws. There's only one law that rules. It's the word of God. The word of God. The logos of God. I can't even think of that without the anointing of God being stared in my spirit. The logos of God. The logos of God. You know, the word logos is not English. It's Greek. But That means the word of God, but it's another definition for the word of God, because they use several words to define for us God's word or words. And one of them is logos, the divine logos. The logos of God is God's word presented that encapsulates his opinions, his thoughts, his ideas, his doctrines, his treatises. Do you understand? His accounts. All of this is the logos of God. The thinkings of God. So when the Bible says, hey, when the Bible says to us, in the beginning was the logos, the divine logos, the word. John chapter 1 from verse 1. He says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. Did you notice the past tense? There's a reason for it, because of what it's going to tell you.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.